Betty and the Rope Necklace. Narrated by Savannah Scarlett. Narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. Betty and the Rope Necklace by Nathrula Knagan. Knobhead! Elizabeth was miffed. She sat on the bar stool beside Marcus, her pussy throbbing lightly. Her little thong drew in all the juices and clung to her pussy. Her husband laughed lightly. The night is still young, it's only 9 o'clock. You knobhead! She slammed the glass butt plug on the bar counter. Marcus quickly and discreetly grabbed it, but not fast enough to avoid the bartender's eyes. The worker quickly looked the other way, as if oblivious to it all. Her 31st birthday was almost coming to an end. The only thing she had received for her latest milestone was a butt plug stuck up her ass before an evening uptown. True, it turned her on whilst walking around with it in her, and it didn't faze her the slightest once she met up with friends. She was ready to make small talk, even if it almost drove her crazy with desire. After a while, she managed to walk in a way that it triggered a joyful prick every time she took a step. From the bar stool, she discovered that the pub's toilet was hidden out of sight. It was so hidden that she managed to sneak her husband into the women's toilets without being spotted. Inside the cubicle, she pulled up her skirt and stuck her arse out for him. Slowly, almost too slowly, he filled her. Then, just as slowly, he pulled himself out. He laughed, fastened his zipper, and disappeared. Elizabeth was left standing there alone with a plug up her ass, feeling miffed and horny. When she ordered another beer, she noticed Marcus pulling a pearl necklace out of his pocket. Without saying a word, he secured it around her neck. She was speechless, her irritability disappearing all at once. She even forgot how wet she was for a moment. "Listen," he said, and bent over to whisper a few words in her ear. His suggestion got her all hot and bothered, causing her to laugh when she looked out the window. "In the pub, on the other side of the street?" she asked. Marcus nodded with a smile. The thought threw her completely off. It confused her. She tried to curb her enthusiasm while nodding in agreement. But Elizabeth knew all too well that the look in her eyes gave her away. Marcus whispered to her again. "They'll recognise the pearl necklace, and you're to ask them to do this for you." The pub looked worn, and the two men were easy to spot. Sat around a table, they were dressed in black suits and ties. Elizabeth felt faint from all the excitement whizzing around inside her. One of the men suddenly pulled out a chair. "Hi." She smiled and sat down. They smiled back. "How do you know Marcus?" she asked curiously. One of the men shrugged. "The internet," the other answered. Elizabeth nodded and readied herself. "Come on, let's go straight away. But there's one thing I want you to do for me tonight. After all, it's my birthday." The man closest to Elizabeth suppressed a cough when she presented her demand. They looked at each other with a somewhat reserved look across their faces before finally laughing together. One of them bent over the table and met Elizabeth's eyes. She didn't budge. "I think that's okay," he said quietly. "We'll manage to suck each other off." Elizabeth felt so happy sitting between the men in the cab. She placed her hand on their thighs and parted her own legs. She felt their muscles under the thin fabric before gliding her hands over their dicks. A few moments later, they were back at home in her living room. Elizabeth quickly dropped to her knees and released their belt buckles. Hungry for action, she grabbed hold of their dicks and carefully started tasting them. Marcus had already taken care of the foreplay. He teased her with a butt plug, took her on the toilet, and now set her up for a night to remember. She was ready for anything and everything. And she wanted it now. After wetting their dicks, she got up and pushed one of the men towards the wall.